بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وأزواجه وأولاده وذرياته وآل بيته وأصحابه وأنصاره وأشيائه وأتباعه وأمته وعلينا وهم أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد السابق لخلق نوره والرحمة للعالمين ظهوره عدد من مضى من خلقي ومن بقي ومن سقي من ومن سئل من ومن سقي. صلاة تستغرق الأدوات بالحد، صلاة لا غاية لها ولا انتهاء ولا أمد لها ولا انقضاء، صلاة دائمة بدوامك وعلى آله وصحبه كذلك، والحمد لله على ذلك. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين الرؤوف الرحيم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى أيضا: لقد من الله على المؤمنين بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل في ضلال مبين. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى أيضا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد النبي ومكاشف الغمة. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد كاشف الكرب. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد بعدد الداء والدواء وبعدد العلة والشفاء. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد بقدر حسن وجماله وكماله ونواله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما. يا رب بالمصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغ مقاصدنا، اغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم، وحفظنا فيما بقي يا إله العالمين، لا تعذبنا فإنا مقرون بالذي قد كان منا. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محبوبنا مولانا محمد شافي القلب ومفرج الكروب بإذن علام الغيوب وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Most respected and honorable ulama kiram of our elders, brothers in Islam, mothers, sisters, daughters, whoever is listening in, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin by making shukr to Allah Jalla wa Ala for the ne'mat of Iman that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. The ne'mat of Iman is the greatest ne'mat that anybody can ever possess. Alhamdulillah, there is no ne'mat greater than the ne'mat of Iman. And the ne'mat of Iman is the criteria by which Allah Ta'ala will judge our perpetual future as well. And Iman has to do with this dunya as well. For example, if a person lived a life of kufr, shirk, and disobedience to Allah Ta'ala for even 95 years, then once in his life after that, he reads the kalima with sincerity, whatever he has done in the past will be forgiven. 95 years of sin, Allah will pardon, just because he recited the kalima tayyiba with sincerity and ikhlas. That is why we should take this opportunity every day, several times a day, say, Ya Allah, I am renewing my iman. In case I said something or I thought of something which could damage my iman, I am renewing my iman. And then recite the kalima tayyiba several times, 3, 5, 7 times, inshallah. And that way our iman will remain intact, inshallah. Also, it is on the basis of our iman that we enjoy this great relationship with Fakhri Du'alam Sarwari Kainat, Sayyidul Mawjudat, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest in the entire creation of Allah Jalla wa Ala. He is the being closest to Allah Ta'ala. No human being can ever gain proximity to Allah Ta'ala to the level and extent that Rasulullah enjoyed. Alhamdulillah. And Allah Ta'ala made it so that Rasulullah is the last and final Nabi of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Just as we bring faith in the prophethood of Rasulullah, we also have to bring faith in the Khatmi Nubuwwat, that there is no Nabi after Rasulullah. Also, Allah Ta'ala took a Rasulullah himself said, I am the dua of my father, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was in Makkah Mukarrama, when only his wife and son were there, radiallahu ta'ala anuma, he made a dua and said, Ya Allah, send to them a Nabi from amongst them. That is why Rasulullah always used to say, I am the dua and answer to the dua, I am the answer to the dua of my father, Sayyidina İbrahim Aleyhisselam. And I am the great tidings given by Hazreti İsa Aleyhisselam. When Hazreti İsa Aleyhisselam said to the people, I am here to verify the Torah and to give you great tidings of a Nabi that is to come after me, and his name will be Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taslima. Also in the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala took a covenant from all the Anbiya land, 124,000 of them. لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. That should you be alive in the time of this last and final Nabi, you will have to discard whatever you are teaching and follow the teachings of this last and final Nabi. Also, Rasulullah said, لَوْ كَانَ مُوسَى حَيًّا لَمَا وَسِعَهُ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعِي. If Musa was right, he would have no option but to follow my deen. And in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The deen of Allah Ta'ala is the deen of Islam. The deen acceptable to Allah Ta'ala is the deen of Islam. And with the revelation of the first words in the cave of Hira, Iqra Bismi, all other religions ceased to exist. It became binding on all men to now follow only the teachings of Islam as taught to us by Rasulullah. Inshallah, the Ummah of Rasulullah know the real worth of Rasulullah. That's just to remind us that we are extremely fortunate to enjoy this relationship with Rasulullah. Now, unfortunately, very unfortunately, some people took it upon themselves to mock at Rasulullah. They are printing cartoons of Rasulullah in France, and I don't know of any other place, but I know in France definitely. And unfortunately, more unfortunately, the president of that country saw it fit to second this whole thing and encouraging the people to print these cartoons on buildings, etc., etc. This is an extremely sad state of affairs. We, the Ummah of Rasulullah, feel hurt, we feel the pain. Any decent human being, whether Muslim or not, will definitely feel the pain in this. Why do you want to hurt that being who is held in high esteem by millions or billions of people on earth? He means everything to us. He means more to us than our parents, our grandparents, our spouses, our wealth, our businesses, and everything. We love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than we love anything. And this is not rhetoric, it is not just mere speech. It is in our heart, it is there. If the heart of every Muslim, whether he is sinful or not, is another story, but it pulsates with the love of Rasulullah. And whenever the integrity of Rasulullah is assaulted, the way it is being done now, Muslims feel hurt, Muslims cry out in pain, Muslims resort to turning to Allah Ta'ala, but at the same time we have to address this issue also, to make it known to the enemies of Islam that we're not going to take this lying down. Therefore, I am appealing to every Muslim. Then, though, first of all, no Muslim should say that what are we getting excited about? They are the entitled to their speech. Na'udhu billah. This is not freedom of speech. This is animosity directed at Islam and the Muslim. For example, if somebody were to swear your parents on your face and speak terribly about your parents, you won't take it lying down. You will react. So in this time also, but our reaction must be tempered with caution. We don't want to irk the eye of the government, or we don't want to do anything that is against the law. But there are lots we can do within the framework of the law to show our hurt, to cry out in pain to Allah Ta'ala. Among the things every Muslim should do is send out a clip, and in this, females especially are always asking, what can we do for Islam? Now is your opportunity. Send clips, not necessarily voice clips, please. Printed clips, send it out to the embassy, or send it out at large on social media. Send it out to the social media in France, in Europe, or wherever you can, to say that, hey, this is extremely wrong. We will never tolerate this. We will not sit back. At the moment, our hands are tied. We can't go in jihad. We can't do anything. If it was possible, we would all be marching to France now. But it is impossible under the circumstances. Logistics don't allow for it. What we will do, we will make dua to Allah Ta'ala. We will pray to Allah Ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, we are nothing. We are absolutely nothing. But we call out to you in the name of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taslima. The closest being to you, he is being abused by these people. Ya Allah, We call out to you, invoke your wrath and curses on these people for what they are doing. If they don't retract, if they don't retract, Ya Allah, make them feel the pain that they are inflicting on the hearts and sensibilities of billions of Muslims on earth. Ya Allah, make it so that they suffer. Ya Allah, let them pain suffer in such a way that they will beg you for death. Don't bless them with death. Make them an example. Make them an example. So nobody in future will ever, ever want to do a thing like this. In the Quran, Nakala lil akhirati wal ula, make them an example for those still to come. Make them an example. So in future, when people want to resort to this sort of animal behavior, they will understand, here we can. This area is set. You see, every Muslim must have the sentiment they have. I'll give you an example. Qadi Yad Rahmatullah Ali in his kitab al-Shifa bi Ta'rifi Hukuk al-Mustafa wrote of an incident where one of the kings of Balkh in the past was viewing his army. And then a thought came to him, because he had love for Rasulullah, he said, hey, if I was alive in the time of Rasulullah, I would have gone with this army of mine straight to Madinah Munawwara to help Islam and to help Rasulullah, Islam and the Muslims. When he passed away, somebody saw him in a dream and asked him, what happened to you? He said, hey, nothing happened. On that day, I expressed that sentiment. Because of that, I was forgiven. And there are hundreds and thousands of episodes like this, where people express their love for Allah Ta'ala, Rasulullah, in any way. And because of that, they got forgiven. There are instances, please, I'm not advocating violence, but there are instances where people insulted Rasulullah, and people took it upon themselves to kill the people responsible for this. And Allah Ta'ala honored them. And they said, I am prepared to sacrifice my life. I will take the death penalty. It doesn't matter. This will be the only good thing I did in my life. And Alhamdulillah, when they were going to be prosecuted, their lawyers told them, plead insanity, we will get you out. He said, I'll never. The only good thing I did in my life is this. I don't want to plead insanity. Let them find me guilty, I'm happy to go. Alhamdulillah. Now this is an opportunity for us as Muslims to redeem ourselves in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm talking about myself. Whole life steeped in sin. There isn't a single credible thing I can look at in my life and say, yeah, I did this for you. So this is the chance, that's why I'm speaking here. Maybe some Muslims will pay attention and do the best they can, inshallah. Sit and make dua, cry to Allah Ta'ala, and send out messages to the Muslim governments of the world. Unfortunately, it's sad to say, most of them are useless. They connive with the non-Muslim governments all the time. Now they haven't even got the guts to speak up to defend the integrity of the most beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Please send them messages to say, hey, you're a Muslim ruler, it is your duty to speak. Even the Khadimul Haramain, send messages to them or the embassy to say, why are you people silent? Speak up. Alhamdulillah, the Muslims in France, said, you may know there are about 6 million Muslims in France. These people should have thought before. And like I said, you're hurting the sensibilities of billions of Muslims. Now is an opportunity for us all, especially me, Gunegar like me, to redeem myself in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah by saying that we need to defend the integrity, the honor, the izzat of Rasulullah by speaking out. That's the least we can do. Inshallah, our senior scholars, the lawyers, the ulama, they will be looking at other steps we can take. Like, for example, going to picket the embassy, the French embassy, under peaceful circumstances, not to go and fight there or anything. But we mustn't take it up. And again, I appeal to the female. It's not your place to go out and do all that. You do your jihad from home. Your jihad is make dua and send out clubs as often as you can and to as many people as you can. Voice clubs is not called for. Ordinary clubs people can read that you are voicing your displeasure and asking other females to join him. And protest as much as you can. Also, what we need to do, the Wifaqul Ulama is going to send out bulletins now regularly as to what steps we can take. Amongst them, make sure our food is extremely halal. Once you consume haram, your ibadat is not accepted, nothing is accepted. Number two, whenever we want to make dua or anything, first praise Allah Ta'ala, we know Surah Fatiha, we know the third kalima, we know sana when we read in namaz, that is all praise of Allah Ta'ala, then recite durood, then make dua. And don't say, Mama Gunigar, my dua's will not. Allah by accepted Shaitan's word, why won't he accept the dua of an ummati of Rasulullah? Once the Sahabi told Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, make dua that I become a mustajab da'wat. Rasulullah told him, you know what? Eat halal, Allah will accept your dua. So this shows the importance of eating halal. If you're not sure, consult a mufti to say, this is how I earn. Am I earning legal or not? And if you have the slightest doubt and you don't question, you yourself are going to take your family and yourself astray. So be very careful about the earning. And then cry out to Allah, Allah, also read the durood in abundance and say, Ya Allah, I'm reading this to try and cool your anger, Ya Allah, because your beloved is being abused like this. We can't stand aside. So I'm reading the durood to attain the pleasure of your and Rasulullah's pleasure and to show you that we are not part and parcel of this nonsense. We are extremely annoyed, bitterly annoyed. Believe me, if it was legal, I tell you, I have this desire in my heart that if those animals ever come to South Africa, I'll stalk them and put a knife into them as old as I am. That is my one desire I have left. But it's illegal to do it. Then Allah knows best. But please, please, turn to Allah Ta'ala and make dua for these people. Say, Ya Allah, if they don't retract, let your curses rain down in such a way that they will cry for death and death will not come to them. Make an example of them. So that the future, you must remember one thing, we are now in that era where the Islam is going to be assaulted from all over the place. Every Tom, Dick and Harry is now going to take it upon himself. This is part of the New World Order story. Please turn to Allah Ta'ala, read up on this. Madrasa Zikr has published a book called Dajjal in English. Read it. The Ulama must read the Urdu, volume 2, 3 also, and familiarize ourselves with these people's programs, what they want to do to us, because they know, the Satanists know one thing for sure, that between them and world dominion stands the Ummah of Rasulullah. The adhering Muslim stands between them and total dominion. So they're going to try and take us out in whatever they possibly can. Don't be afraid, the help of Allah is always there. Allah inna nasrallahi kareem. And in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَكَرُوا they plotted, وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ Allah, who can overcome the plotting of Allah Ta'ala? And practice to show Allah Ta'ala our genuine love for Rasulullah. Practice the Sunnah, practice the Sunnah. Therein lies our salvation. Because once you practice the Sunnah, you will become beloved to Allah Jalla Wala. Once you are beloved, no friends, army colonel, the fighters, the jet fighters, whatever is going to harm you. Believe me, we must have that yakin that Allah Pak will overcome everything and everybody, provided we earn His pleasure. And in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala said that if you follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah, yuhibbukumullah, Allah Ta'ala will love you. Another thing, please don't make zulm on anybody. Not your servants, not anybody in your home, anywhere. Don't oppress people, because the dua of an oppressed person is accepted. At this moment, we are oppressed. We are being oppressed. So inshallah, Rasulullah said in hadith, the dua of an oppressed person is accepted, even if he's a kafir, and Allah will accept his dua. So we are Muslims, alhamdulillah. So don't squander this opportunity. Try and redeem ourselves in the eyes of Allah Jalla Wala and cry out to Allah. If we can get up to a good time, that is the best time to make dua. But other times of the day and night also make dua. And continuously renew our iman and make tawbah and istighfar abundantly. Say, Ya Allah, my whole life is steeped in sin. I see all this happening. Maybe it's because of my doing. I beg you, Ya Allah. I cry before you, Ya Allah. Forgive me, forgive me. And guide me to abstain from sin. Inshallah, I will stay away from guna and never commit guna again. Inshallah, if we do this, Allah Jalla Wala will see us through, inshallah. There will be other calls by other ulama. Listen attentively, inshallah, and put these things into practice. For the females, again, I repeat, Runners who stand on the streets and dance and shout and all that. Stay at home, send out clubs, send clubs to the embassies, to the French embassy. Every Muslim is now duty bound. Send your dissent to the French embassy and say, hey, this is totally intolerable. Human beings don't behave like this. And if we're not going to stop it, we're going to do things to bring you to your senses, inshallah. In conclusion, I pray that Allah Ta'ala accepts this from me. Allah Ta'ala give me ikhlas and sincerity and make what I have said here solely and wholly for His pleasure, with no other hidden agenda in the world. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نسأل والله إلا أن نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين